Mornings are hard. Let's make them harder. With Jack and Lynn's.
Kings will be tapped. Men will be used.
All right!
A 99.5 The Rocket.
To get you pumped. It just has to just come on. This reminds me of three things. Senior prom, backseat of a car. I was by myself.
Really, Jack?
I was by myself. I was by myself. I wasn't doing anything.
We know what you do by yourself at work. 33%.
The Second Amendment. And Joseph Benavidez, who is with us here at the studio. Welcome, brother. How are you?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on. Yeah. Proper introduction as well. You guys are on top of things. I love it.
Thanks, man. Yes. Well, let me do you one even better.
A live version, even. Wow.
Come on. You got to do that. Yeah. UFC.
He likes the applause.
Flyaway's a title contender, Joseph Benavidez. And congratulations on your streak going on right now. You're in the hunt right now. You got to be. You just, decimated your last two opponents. Come on, don't be so humble about it. You decimated him, man.
I like that, yeah.
What's going on with you, man? Do you know what's going to be happening in the future here? Next fight coming up?
Yeah, hopefully it's a title shot. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, I'm just feeling good. And, you know, this is kind of something after I lost for the title back in September. Yeah. It's just something I've just stopped obsessing about and just really focused on just fight one by one, you know, getting better. And, you know, it's worked out to my favor. Definitely, you know, I felt really good in my last two fights. And, you know, if you think about it, I probably could have asked for a title fight after my last fight against Ian McCall. He was a top contender, and I beat him. But, you know, I think I kind of made it pretty clear that, you know, I'd rather just wait and keep getting better. I felt like I fought for the title, like, yesterday, you know, after that fight. So I was like, you know, I just want to keep getting better. You know, beat up another guy, you know, get better, get paid. So, you know, I'm always ready to go for the title. But, you know, whenever it comes, you know, I'm just getting better till then.
Well, you definitely made a statement against Darren.
Yeah, no one knows his name.
I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
He knows.
It's a rough one.
Now, what was that, TKO second round, something like that?
Second round, yeah. I got him with a nice body shot, which is always fun. You know, it's like the inside the park home run. Like,
right.
You don't see it.
See the dude collapse.
Like, you don't see it very much. Uh-huh. And, like, the fun thing for me is, like, I'm not a mean guy, but, like, you know it hurt the guy. Like, he felt it and, like, consciously had to go through the pain and, like, heal through it. Like, when you get knocked out, you just get knocked out and you fall over and you wake up and you're like, dang it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel anything. Like, he had to, like,
but you're awake
consciously, like, oh, God, yeah.
You're walking away and be like, yeah, good luck paying that out, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty good feeling. And, like, everyone wants that, like, nice body shot. It's just a way of just owning a guy.
Is that kind
of
like your trademark now?
I don't know.
That or the stranglehold, you know?
Yeah.
That or...
I got a few. You know, I'm like an MMA chameleon, they say.
The connoisseur.
An MMA chameleon. I like that.
But you know what you mentioned, an obsession. It's kind of a good obsession to have to be the champ, of course.
Yeah.
Just constantly be, you know, once you get there, you know, you're going to have that target on your back, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready to have that?
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, I'm ready for whatever comes my way. You know, I've been in the sport now a while. I feel like a real veteran. I have 25 fights now, you know, 22 wins, only 3 losses, each loss to a world champion.
Right.
You know, so I'm right there. You know, I've been right there, you know, ready to do that. But what I mean by, like, not obsessing over it is, like, man, last fight, the biggest thing that I learned, you know, in after my loss, which you got to learn after a loss and become a better fighter. And, of course, I'm going to become better at the technical things, like, where I felt I was lacking, like, the wrestling or this or that, the speed, whatever. But, like, that boring stuff, you know what I mean? But what I really learned the most is, like, it's not life or death out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not life or death for me. Like, I treated that fight like it was life or death, and I just, it was just too much, if you know what I mean. Like, if it makes sense, it meant too much. I wanted it too much. And, you know, when I was over, I lost. I didn't die. And, like, I had family that still, like, loved
God
me,
help you healthy,
friends
yeah.
and people. Yeah. And, you know, since then, I've just been taking the approach of, like, you know, this is just another day. And when I'm having fun out there, that's when I'm my best fighter. So that's what I got to worry about. I got to obsess about, you know, the things that get me to there. But I can't control the result of being a champion or winning. It's just go out there and have fun.
You know, in essence, though, when you lose a fight, and the L word is just nobody likes to hear it, you know?
Of course not.
And I hate to bring up another fighter here, you know, Austin Trout, and people are saying, oh, you're done after a loss. It's not true at
That's
all.
Crazy.
It's not true at all. Sometimes you need that. You need that so that you learn, what did I do wrong? What is it that I need to fix? And then rewire your mechanics and you come back even stronger. Sometimes
Definitely.
It takes that. You know?
It does. Like I said, you know, after this loss, I learned the most. Like my other losses, I'm like, all right, one, I was like, I just have to get bigger. These guys are too big. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's a rich
the next
division.
One, yeah. I was like, you know, I have to do this. And this one is, this is just a specific lesson I learned. And it's going to make me better. It's my third loss. I've gotten better after each one. Austin, mm-hmm. being his first loss, I mean, he's going to do nothing but get better. And if you can even count that as a loss, like if you just go out and straight look at his performance, and, you know, how many people were impressed by him. Like, you know, he didn't lose there. You know, he gained, you know, even more fans and respect, you know, just the way he went out there and fought.
You're just not going to have a fight in San Antonio anytime soon, are you?
Probably not, although I have a lot of family there, so that would be good. But, yeah, that was tough.
You mentioned family. It's good to be back home, huh?
Definitely, man. It's always great. Always a good time coming in here. You know, I'm going to be at Hooters tonight, which I'm sure we're going to mention.
Yeah.
You know, 6 to 8, and... You know, it's just, you know, just coming home. I always try to do something like that, but usually just gets too busy. And this time I was like, you know, I really have to do something. I just, more of just a meet and greet, come in. Mm-hmm. I got some posters to sign, some signatures. And since I'm only in town for so long, I just want to see everyone, you know, that I want to see. You know, obviously meet some new fans. And just the support here in Cruces means everything. You know, I go out there and definitely fight for everyone here and to represent the town. You know, as a whole.
You remember
and,
where you came from.
Yes, definitely. On my shorts, I mean, if you guys can see it every time, Las Cruces, New Mexico. So, you know, definitely go out and just try to put on the map and represent, you know, the community here as well as I can. So
I thought it was great. Who are you standing next to? And you're wearing an El Sombrero T-shirt.
Roberto's.
Yeah, was it Roberto's? Yeah, but you ate at El Sombrero.
Yes, this morning. You're still thinking about it. You want to go there for lunch.
You're making the rounds, right? Okay, what are we going to La Posta next?
Yeah,
what's that? Okay.
Hey, Roberto's and El Sombrero across the street.
Yeah.
Do a little twofer.
I'm telling you. So you're basically, you can eat whatever you want at this point right now, right?
Before it's becoming a serious problem, though, honestly. Yeah. Yeah, I gained 25 pounds in 3 days, and it was a good times.
What?
You know, definitely.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was fun. So,
is it hard keeping weight, though, in the flyweight division? That's a rich division, too, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good guys in there right now. And, you know, it's only getting better. Like, the smaller you get, the more talented... Skill-wise, the guys get, you know, because you can't rely on everything else. So, you know, you're going to be more technical and everything. But, you know, I have the weight cut pretty much down to science. I was a little too small for 35. Mm-hmm. Even though I was ranked number 2 in the world at 35 as well. And, you know, if I was there, I had no doubt I'd probably get another title shot and be the champion there as well. But this is just a great opportunity to start off the division. Be one of the first guys, you know, in history, you know, to fight in the division. You know, when they look back at, you know, the first guys ever to start the division, you know, I'm one of the pioneers.
You're
of
in
it,
there, yeah.
You know, if you will. So it was just a great opportunity to do that.
And you're still top ranked. What, Sure Dog still has you, what, top
number,
three?
No, I'm number 2 in the world right now, right behind Demetrius, yeah.
Okay.
So, and they actually, Sure Dog, which is the rankings I trust the most just throughout the years, whether they have me wherever, they actually have me in the pound-for-pound rankings, too, which I find is just pretty incredible. Like, you know, that's kind of where, you know, most fighters think. And, you know, rankings to a point mean something, and to a point they don't. But, you know, it's always awesome to get respect from your peers and, you know, of course, the media out there. So, yeah, I think they have me at number 9 pound for pound of any fighter, any weight class. And, you know, pound for pound, the mean is, you know, being able to fight at 2 class. Like I mentioned, I was ranked number 2 in the world at 35 and now 25. So, it's definitely a huge honor. It's awesome.
So, real quick, let's talk about tonight a little bit more. You mentioned Hooters, 6 to 8, and when you came in, we're like, what's going on out there? I don't know. I was kept in the dark. You're kept in the dark. And we got some posters. Let's talk about those posters. And was your manager, right, talked about how you're
You want to get up here now?
No, he's like, no.
I'm just basically going to be there. As far as the posters go, I just have some old banners there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're
going to
be signing
from the old signings. I'm going to sign them and give them away to some kids and you know, maybe raffle another one off. And we're going to be putting a new one up, you know, with my most recent fight.
This will be the UFC stuff.
Yeah, the other one was a little just outdated. So, you know, we're going to give it away. It was from the last time I did that here, and I had you know, they had the Joseph Benavidez Day or whatever. So they've had it in there hanging up, you know, and now we're just going to kind of update it and give that one away. You know, hopefully someone can make some use out of it, put it in their garage and work out or something.
Yeah,
exactly.
See?
So, you know, whatever it takes, you know, just want to give it back. And like I said, I'm just really looking forward to meeting everyone and you know, shaking hands and, you know, just meeting any new fans and seeing any old people that have been supporting me. Like I said, you know, the support here, you know, means everything. You know, it's pretty awesome. You know, I think Las Cruces is on the map now. Definitely, you know, in the whole world, you know, I mean, we have two of the best fighters in the world out of here now.
Damn
I mean, people know, you know, what Las Cruces is, you know, now and where it is. And you know, I've heard the name. And I just, like I said, I just go out there to try to represent it as well as I can, you know, every time. And definitely inspired by everyone that lives here, you know, especially my family. And you know, all my friends and just the community, you know, the strong community we have here.
You mentioned your family, too, and you brought your brother in.
Of course.
Is he going to be
fighting, too? Oh, yeah, this guy's a monster.
You got some piss and vinegar also? That's what I'm talking about.
100%. I mean, look at the guy.
Dude, so, you're a brick house, man. I'm telling you. Where do you work out? Let's do this. Come on. Let's do this.
Yeah, he's a monster. When I'm in town, he's my training partner.
Oh, yeah?
Go run the mountains and get some grappling in and stuff. So,
nice.
Pretty good.
Cool. Well, you know what? Best of luck to you throughout your career when you win the title. When you win it.
I'll be bringing it back, guys.
Bring it back, okay? We got to get some photos, okay?
You know it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a few right now. You knocking me out, okay?
Okay.
We gotta get
really?
One, right?
Yes, I might have to do video.
Get the video ready, all right?
Can you actually knock him out for me?
With a groin shot, maybe.
Well, you know what? See, there's a girl right now that currently has them. Maybe a signature
locked up in a jar somewhere.
In a dark little closet in the back of the house.
Dude, that's another story for another time. When yeah. Thanks, Lindsay.
You're welcome.
All right, just a better view as a gift. Thank you for coming in. Best of luck,
guys. Thank you.
We'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
tonight,
can't wait.
Hooters off of Foothill, 6 to 8. Of course, meet and greet. Bring out the kids and get ready to have some fun. I need fried pickles.
All right.
Yeah.
Put this morning in a stranglehold. Mornings are hard here on the Rocket.